Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sounds like a remix to Hey Matt. It's like the hard rock version.
Yeah, the hard rock version.
Can we recall the old number fives?
No, that's just Frank.
Okay. By the way, in case you missed yesterday, Jackson County stood up. Made your voice heard. Proud of y'all. Proud of my Jackson County folk out there. 85-15, in case you missed the recall vote for Mr. Frank White.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We can dive into that a little bit later as we will get to the manager of the Kansas City Royals, Matt Cotrero, who spoke with J.J. Piccola to media yesterday. I'm sure he loved that, as they all do. They just want to get out and get
done
with their offseason, right? Yeah. I wonder where he's going to go, what questions he has for us. Like, maybe we should spin the interview. Like, what do you want to ask us,
yeah,
Q? Yeah, go ahead, Mac.
Hey, Matt. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Just want to talk
talk about the boys in blue.
Amen.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Amen.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup too?
Amen.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty wanna know.
Amen.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Shout out to the old number fives for the Hey Matt song there. We're now joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero. Hey, it's the last one, Matt, so we can spin this. You can ask Bob and I anything. You can interview us, whatever you want to do. There's no games to talk about other than playoff baseball, but your call. We'll sit back and listen if you want.
Well, my first question would be, I would like to know where I can go see the old number fives this winter.
Okay, we'll find out. We'll let you know where they're going to be playing. They're all around. We'll get Brock and the guys to text us where they're going to be, and I'll send them on to you and let you know exactly where they're going to be, and maybe we'll have to get a group together and go watch these guys.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. So what else you got going on this offseason? You going to take a trip? You going to sleep? You going to, you know, go shopping? What do you got going on?
You know, Bob, that's really none of your business.
Okay.
You know,
I don't know. I love that answer.
Yes. But seriously, it's none of your damn business.
I'm going to try to do as much with the family and as little else as possible. Obviously, that won't, you know, go that smoothly because there's always stuff to do. I mean, we're constantly trying to review everything and make sure that we know where we want to shore things up and what we like that went well and all those kinds of things. But try to give the players a little breathing room for a while and then be in contact with them and the staff. I mean, it's a year round job. It's not like the off season. Then we just show up in February. So,
yeah,
but I'm going to try to go skiing again this winter at some point. Other than that, not a whole lot on the calendar.
That's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with just chilling, man. Like, you need that, and it's a long grind of a season, the ups and downs, and everything you dealt with this year, man. And to still finish two games over 500, how are you able to get it all done at the end and still have a winning record?
Well, I mean, I think it's the character of the guys in the clubhouse. I mean, the players, they have a tremendous amount of pride to play for the Royals. They have a tremendous amount of pride for the city and for themselves, and they wanted to finish as strong as possible. We know we needed a pretty good run in September, and we weren't able to string it together and you know, take it down to the last couple of days. But you know, I was really proud of the guys that, you know, going to the last week, you know, we got eliminated the day before or the right before the first game in Anaheim, and every one of the guys said, we want to play this out like a regular, like, just like we were in it. You know, they wanted to play. They wanted us to run the games the same way, use the bullpen the same way, you know, pinch hit, pinch run, use the guys with their skill set and try to win every game. And you know, we didn't win every game, but we attempted to do it that way. You know, Bobby and the guys, they wanted to be in there. And that wasn't for their personal statistical gains. It was for the understanding of how to go about it as a big leaguer and as a professional. And that, you know, that speaks volumes to me. I was very proud of that approach, and I think the staff and the coaches and the non-uniform staff as well, they wanted to view it that way as well. And to me, that's the right way to go about it.
Yeah, what's goal number one for you in this offseason moving into 2026?
Well, our goals are to win the World Series. I mean, that doesn't change whether that's in the season or in the offseason. Our focus is going to be on what we need to do to improve, you know, our systems, our processes, our roster, you know, our staff, whatever it is, additions and things that get us over the hump to be a more, you know, cohesive, gelled unit and perform when we need to.
What did you learn about being a manager this year? Like, what do you, when you reassess everything that went on, what are you taking away? Like, big picture, man, I didn't know this before the season. I learned this. This was something I can take away to be better at my job. What were some of those things for you?
Yeah, that's a tough one for me because I'm always learning, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like one lesson for the season. It's, you know, how to communicate better with staff, how to communicate better with players, you know, understanding what's going on more in their family lives, understanding, you know, how those small connections and in communication can benefit play on the field, you know, and that's, it's not a one-time thing either. You know, every day is different. It seems the same a lot, right? Because you show up, you have a similar schedule, you play, you travel, you play, whatever the cadence of the season is, but every day has its own challenges, just like anybody else's job. And you have to figure out the right days to push certain buttons and the right days to just get out of the way. And, you know, I think that's something that I'm constantly trying to evolve with.
If you could be one Halloween costume this year with Halloween coming around the corner, what would you be?
Oh, my go-to has always been Magnum P.I.
Oh, nice.
You got the stash?
You got the mustache.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll tell you a funny story. When we were in Detroit this year, they had Magnum P.I. Day, and Tom Selleck was there.
Oh.
And I actually got to go over and meet him and show him the picture of my Halloween costume. And, that was like, and I, it was very funny because I said to him, hey, Magnum was one of my favorite shows. And without skipping a beat, he said, mine too. And, as I think that was probably the one that made him a household name. But that was really cool. That was a fun thing for me because that was one of my childhood idols, you know, watching TV.
Did you Chris Farley that thing and go, remember that time you played Magnum P.I.?
No, I have a little better feel than that, but not much. But it was cool. I mean, I was amazed that, I mean, he's a big guy, right? You know, just, you know, in shape, and he's 80-something years old now and still, you know, really sharp and just, you know, I don't know. I was one of those guys that I never thought I would meet, but that's my go-to Halloween costume.
I love that. I also love the fact, I think this is now the second year in a row you've talked about meeting somebody and you're like genuinely like, wow, that's awesome. I got to meet him. And for a big leaguer, you know, guy in your position, you see these famous folks all the time and you're still like giddy like a kid, you know, like I got to meet, who was the guy last year you got to meet that you were so excited? Was it Brian Doyle Murray or somebody like that?
Oh yeah, he's been around. That's been a cool one. You know, I mean, the one I wish I had met prior to him passing was George Wendt, right? I thought he was going to umpire the Big Slick the one year and I didn't get to meet him, but you know, I think anytime you can rewind the clock to when you were a kid, right? And the innocence and the, you know, lack of understanding of like what goes into that. Like to me that Magnum PI was a real person, right? Like that's what you wanted your life to be, that exciting, or like a James Bond type thing. But you know, as I don't think I would feel that way about meeting people of, you know, that I watch on TV now, but you know, as a kid, I mean, that's, you rewind the clock and you go back to those days and it's pretty fun.
In your opinion, who's the best James Bond of all time?
Well, I was a big Sean Connery fan. Yes, yeah.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. How could you not be, right?
Money Penny.
Why wouldn't you want to be that guy?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sean Connery, the man, the myth, the legend. Q, one last one before you get out of here. What's the message next year to the city of the Kansas City Royals fans?
Hey, stick with us. I mean, we're gonna put our best product on the field, and we have a ton of pride in being here in Kansas City. I mean, I know I speak for myself. I mean, obviously, you guys know I've moved here. I've felt so welcomed by the community. I feel the support, the fans. I get so many nice letters and cards and things about, you know, how much the Royals mean to the community. And that just inspires me to try to be better at my job and try to, you know, help everyone else understand what this means to the community. And that's what we play for, right? And when the fans come out and it's so much fun at the K, it's something special, and I don't take that for granted, and we're going to do everything we can to win.
So you're getting recognized in the carpool line and at the grocery store now, and it's all good.
Well, I don't know. Not everybody likes me. I know that. But
welcome to my world.
That's part of the job, right? I mean, but that's okay because you want honest opinions, and you want people to care. And that's, you know, I just want them to know we care as much, if not more, hopefully more, you know, because this is our livelihood and this is what we do every day, and we live it and breathe it. And, you know, we want to win more than anything else.
No doubt. I heard Kyle Tucker really likes Kansas City, too. So maybe visit him maybe in this offseason. Who knows? We'll see what happens next year.
That's the same. I remember having this discussion last year. If Bob's willing to forfeit some of his salary, we might be able to get those guys.
Well, it's not going to be that much. But, I mean, once a new ballpark opens at 119th, we've got all the money in the world. So let's go sign him on spec, you know?
All right, Q, we thank you for the time. Keep doing the good work, and we'll stick with it, man.
Okay, guys.
All right, see you, bud. Be good. You too.
That's Royals manager Matt Cotrero, Magnum P.I. there for you.
I want to see Q in a mustache.
Yeah.
Brian Snicker just resigned as the Braves manager.
Oh, really?
So now they have an opening as well.
Election yesterday plus juggernauts on this Chiefs team here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back on it on 96.5 The Fan here for about another 35 minutes with this show. Coming up next will be Cody Golden Drew from 10 until 2. Can't believe tomorrow's already Thursday. Is it still a Red Friday?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And then you get Monday? Red Monday, too. You get both.
Double it up.
You're double dipping.
Yeah. I got to save my red for Monday.
You're double dipping this week, man.
Does that make me a bad fan?
No, not at all. No. I mean, if you got a superstition or something that you're worried about, I'm all in on that. Like, if you're like, I could only wear red on Friday if the game's on Sunday, I got to wear it. That's fine. You do you. Whatever supports the team, man.
Because you've got at least one day this week, and you've got an empty house.
Well, Sunday we do.
You got a big, big Taylor release thing.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift movie is coming out, I guess. My wife said to me the other day, would you like to go? And I said, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good. It's fine.
He's going to wave them goodbye from the garage.
Yeah.
See you guys later. When he come back, he's still going to be in there.
Yeah, boy, waving you home, too. Hey, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Yeah, no, the big Taylor Swift release is, I guess, on Friday is when it's coming out. And, whatnot. So that's like happening.
Album release, movie release. Like, this has got to be the last hurrah, right? And then we start getting the double live albums, the collab albums. Maybe not. I don't know, man.
Why stop?
Keep printing money, I guess.
If you can do it, right? If you continue to have the ideas and the talent and the wherewithal and the want to, I mean, she can put out anything and everybody's going to buy it. So there's no reason to stop right now. I mean, she's going to have a husband. Doesn't have a job here in about 6 months, right?
I think he's going to have a job.
No, he'll be fine. Yeah. He'll probably make a ton more. Obviously, he's going to make a ton more money off the field than he ever made on the field, because he didn't really make that much money on the field for what he did. I mean, what's he making, $15 million this year or something like that? Yeah. Is that his highest year-over salary? I'm guessing it probably is, right? So it's not like, Travis Kelce had quarterback money or anything. I hope he invested well. I don't know what he's going to do after his playing days are over. I'm really worried about him.
He podcasted well. Him and his brother split $50 million dollars from Amazon.
That's right. I tried to get that deal for us, but they weren't interested.
Do better.
Damn it.
Sorry, I tried. I mean, I worked my ass off, and they go, oh, we'll take the Kelce's instead. There's possibility Taylor may show up once and twice. For us, we may get the old number fives, no offense. We love you guys, but it's not Taylor and Travis, or Taylor. It's not Taylor.
Q still needs to know where they're going to perform and when he can go see him.
Yeah.
Come on, Brock, Watson. Let's get it together. Yesterday was a big day.
Watson, yes!
For residents of Jackson County as they showed up. And boy, did they. 64,000 plus voted to recall Frank White yesterday with a vote of 85% to 15.
Crazy numbers.
I figured I said 80-20, and there was a little bit of a, that's a lot. I'm like, well, just wait. One of the easiest processes I've ever done, walked into the library in Lee's Summit, got a ballot. It had one question on there, yes or no. The answer was yes. And then now all of a sudden the process will begin because someone in the text line said he's trying to get the Missouri Supreme Court to, say.
I'm sure he is, and he should. I mean, that's obviously you go down fighting, right, for as long as you possibly can until they tell you, okay, it's time to leave the office, and it's noon, and it's time to go. I mean, you're not there much anyway. People always take pictures of his empty parking spot. It's not like he was diving into this job at first.
Which is interesting because I don't know, I can't think of or possibly try to put it on this sort of level of someone who at one point in time was one of the, I don't know, most respected, liked athletes / persons in the city of Kansas City to fall from grace if there's a level below rock bottom, that's where they fell. And that's where Frank fell. And
bedrock.
Hey, literally. I mean, I don't know if there is, and if I'm missing an athlete that did that. Like, I know that we give Tony Gonzalez a lot of crap because he said he wanted to go play for a winner and that he had some of his best years in Atlanta.
And he was right. This was a mess when he left.
And
here.
That's harmful banter. Or that's harmless banter. That's not anything like, that's going to wreck some fandom. Like, oh, he's just not going to be my favorite Chief. Okay. Well, this guy tried to get into the politics and failed miserably, pissed a ton of people off, enough to get an 85% recall vote. And I don't know if we've ever or ever will see somebody like go from like that sort of level of respect and love and praise to a level of get the F out.
Yeah,
like that's really what that vote said was get out. We don't want you. You're done. Mm-hmm. You know, lost the job as the Royals color analyst. We know the rumors and the stuff that was going on when he was left of that job. There's a possibility that both teams in Jackson County could be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of ironic that the last time this guy won was an 85, and the last time this guy lost, he got an 85 percentage of getting voted out.
Yeah, and it really is apropos, the 85-15, too. I mean, when the Royals won in 15, you know, so it's two numbers that are very significant to Royals baseball. And you're right, in Kansas City, nobody has fallen farther from grace, Dusty. I don't think it's possible, excuse me, at this time to say that there is somebody out there that was revered, if you will, as a baseball player. And I think even once he, you know, was in the booth, people said, it's Frank.
Yeah, we wouldn't have this conversation. It was 60-40. I don't think we have this conversation.
Yeah, probably not.
It's 85
to 15. It's 85 to 15. It's the biggest landslide I've ever seen in anything. And, you know, you're potentially losing both of your teams across the state line. You've raised everybody's taxes and doubled everybody's taxes. So not only are you, quote unquote, taking their teams away from the county, but you're also taxing them double as the teams are leaving. What am I paying for here, right? And so everybody, you know, in Jackson County had the right to vote. And I think they did do it in the right way. I think when you affect people's money, regardless of what it is, they're going to be ticked off. They're going to be mad. They're going to be angry. And I like the fact that Jackson County spoke yesterday in big numbers too from getting him out of office, because he deserves to be out of office. When I first started in this job, man, Frank, it was, you know, 2001. I was in college in the night. Frank was the second greatest athlete, like, in Kansas City, right? It was George, it was Frank, and Len was up there, and Tom Watson. There weren't many others, right? And Frank was always one of those guys. Everybody loved Frank White. And now, I think you're hard-pressed to find anybody that likes Frank White in Kansas City. Whether you're on the Missouri side or the Kansas side, everybody's looking at what kind of he's become since he's been in this political office and went, man, you're not the guy that we loved watching play baseball anymore. In fact, we don't even want you around anymore. 85% of the vote said, see you later. And that's what's going to happen. Frank's going to go see you later. When they build the new stadium, his statue better not be part of it. And I would unretire his number too. He's had a very damaging effect on the Kansas City Royals. And he's had a very damaging effect, quite frankly, on the city of Kansas City, Missouri. Because if he just would have supported the Royals project, we could have had a great new downtown stadium where it belongs to begin with, and to continue to revitalize that downtown. But instead, we're not. We're talking Northland. We're talking Johnson County. I would have loved that downtown stadium. Frank got in the way of that. He hindered progress in Kansas City and then tried to raise everybody's sales tax. There was no reason to keep that guy in office.
Can also have the conversation of athletes that might have fallen from grace, because maybe it wasn't specific enough to say that, you know, to the point of, like, you saw a local guy, right? Like, locally wise, I don't think anybody has gone from top to bottom the way Frank White did.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the names that came from around sports in general, like Brett Favre, for
example. Yeah, yeah.
One of those guys.
But he didn't mess with, well, he kind of did, but not a lot of people, you know? Like, he did mess with people's money and stole, allegedly, from a university. Yeah.
He stole from people needing welfare. No, that guy sucks.
Yeah, that guy does suck. I was just trying to think of, like, the amount of people that have been affected here, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I get that.
When your property tax doubles, that's almost an unpayable bill. It is an unpayable bill. Let's just say you were paying $6,000 in property tax for a round number, and all of a sudden you got a property tax for $12,000. Where are you going to come up with that extra six? Even if it's over a 12-month period, it's still double of what you were already paying. Who can afford that kind of stuff at this point in time with inflation the way it is? I took my daughter for lunch the other day, $11.51 for some nuggets and a fry.
Gosh.
They were grilled, but even still.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. So everybody's paying extra for everything, and then you're going to go out there in the dark of night and start telling people they got to pay double their property tax? Up yours, man.
Yeah.
Get bent.
Yeah, somebody says, I'm not letting someone's political shortcomings affect what he did as an athlete.
That's what did he really do?
Won 8 gold gloves. I mean,
216 postseason hitter.
World Series as well. So yeah,
250 overall hitter.
And again, like, there's two techs that, you know, are kind of supporting Frank White, and the rest are completely against it. But again, like, look, man, you mess with people's money,
yeah.
And you forgot what it's like to be an average citizen, in my opinion. And yeah, when you do that, people remember. I mean, for God's sakes, they had a Saints watch party last night in Independence, Missouri, for a Tuesday night election of one man.
Yeah.
Or not an election, but a recall vote of one man. So, look, that's the power of democracy. If you don't want something, you have an opportunity to do it. Now, I wish we would have had that same energy to keep the stadiums in Jackson County.
Right.
But again, maybe we would have had that sort of energy if we had a better leadership and right, stuff going on as well. So,
there's no leadership in Jackson. There's no leader at the city level. There's no leader at the county level. That's why the teams are going, what are we doing here?
No, but there's a lot of leaders on the Chiefs offensive team right now, none better than Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. And there is, you know, a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. Now, there was a blaring light with Xavier Worthy coming back, obviously, with 120-plus all-purpose yards, which made this offense kind of tick a little bit better. And this from Bleacher Report, when Shea Rice returns from suspension, the Chiefs will be the NFL's juggernauts again. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I do agree with that. That was like their little verb for their power rankings this week. And I'm like, all right, let's see what people are thinking about the Chiefs. I saw most of the people have them around 7. Somebody had them as high as number 3 on their power ranking list. I saw somebody had them as number 1, as I do my Mel Kiper. That was yeah, you yeah, who did that. I don't know why I'm doing a Mel Kiper, but I am. But no, they will. Like, get your jokes in now, rest of the NFL, and those of you who picked against the Kansas City Chiefs, because they're back, and they're only going to be better than where they were even last week. Now they've got some timing down. They've got X back in the offense. Rice is coming back. Yeah, they're going to be an offensive juggernaut, and it's going to be just glorious to watch. I can't wait for that Raider game, quite frankly.
Be the best offense in the NFL come week 7.
Over Detroit.
I believe that.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
Well, we've mentioned it. I mentioned it. We've all talked about it at some level that the offensive line is going to take time to mesh. We've already started to see that come to fruition, right? These guys are playing better and better each week. The scheme's changing. They're going to have the deepest, I don't know about the best, but they'll have the deepest wide receiver core in the National Football League, not even mentioning Travis Kelce or Noah Gray. I think the run game will start to matter a little bit less. They've also have the best quarterback and the best coach. I think they'll have the best offense.
And I think if Breshard Smith continues to play like if you could guarantee me, if you said to me right now, we're going to get out of Breshard Smith what we got out of him in week 4 against the Bengals every single game, you can guarantee that right now or take your chances. I'm going to guarantee that right now because I think that was just enough that they needed to kind of change things up. Now, would I like more? Yeah, but if you can guarantee me what Breshard Smith did on Sunday, hell yeah, I'll take that every single week. That's all I need out of the running game. I don't need, you know, Gibbs out here rushing for 150 yards or whoever, you know, doing all that kind of stuff, Derrick Henry. Just give me something that's a semblance of a running game that keeps the defense on edge, that keeps them, you know, thinking out there as instead of just pinning their ears back and going.
I'm interested to know what, like, the approach will be towards our offense with Rashee Rice back. Because for the next couple weeks, there's going to be a heavy emphasis on number one and what they can do, and then what the other guys around him can do in Thornton and Juju and Hollywood Brown. What's interesting to me is when you bring Rashee Rice back after a suspension, now you've had a Rashee Rice. Now you got to worry about Xavier Worthy. Mm-hmm. And then that makes everybody else's job that much easier. What I mean by that from the offensive side, Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, all of those guys. And the best thing about that is that this is the offense that they were trying to gel in St. Joe. And now all of a sudden you can kind of bring out those plays. You can bring out that stuff because I will say this, with you guys saying that the juggernaut could be back and Bleacher Report as well, no excuses.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't want these 20-point games.
No.
If this is what this offense should be, and by week 7, there's no excuses of gel, there's no excuses of on the same page, because I do think Rashee Rice is ready and ramped up and ready to go.
He's ready to go.
I don't want to see this 17-9 victory. Agreed. I want to see what we've seen the last 2 weeks, 22-9, 37-20. I'm not saying every week they got to go out there and put up 40. But be a dominant offensive unit. Don't go out there and be like, all right, we really need this defense. You have the defense. You know what the defense is. That's our poll question this week on the Fesco and Dusty poll, which is, what do you feel more comfortable going into week 5 with as a unit, the offense or the defense? And right now it's substantially heavily sided towards the defense. I'm excited.
It's like an 85-15 vote.
Right. I'm excited. Really, it really is. And I'm really excited to see if we do that vote again or that poll question again in 6 weeks, where we are heading into week after the bye. Where we are after the bye week when it comes to what do you trust more moving forward, the offense or defense? Because this will go on Matt Nagy. This will go on Andy Reid. You will have your weapons back. There will be no more injuries. That narrative of, well, the unit's hurt. We're trying to do the best we can with what we have. You have the best of what you have. Now go do the best what you can with that unit.
Well, I think you're right. There are no more excuses. But now Andy's got to get into that mindset. And again, it is on Andy to execute, not execute, but to call and allow the players to do what they want to do. We need to start blowing out people. And I know it's not Andy's MO, but I think this team needs it. Like each year, your team takes on its own personality. They're who they are, and then the season ends, and you create your personality and who you are as a team, you know, over the course of OTAs and training camp and in the course of the season. I think the mindset of this team right now and the makeup of this team right now would say, Andy, we as a team need to go blow some people out on the offensive side of the ball. Once we get all of our guys back, it's time, because it's been really 3 years since we've truly had that every game go in, feel like you can blow somebody out. And you know, some of these scores that we've seen over the years, they've been great. They've won. They've gotten to the Super Bowls. But now it's time to have that fun back for that last year, as we talked about in the offseason. I talked about it being American Pie, right? The senior year for a lot of these guys. Well, senior year probably starts at semester now because you got everybody back, right? This guy was traveling abroad. This guy was doing something else. Now you're back for that final spring semester. Let's get out there and let's destroy the competition. I think Andy owes it to his players to allow them to do that. And I think the fans need it too. And not just the fans here in Kansas City. I think the national media needs to see the Chiefs go out there and blow some folks out to let them know, yeah, this is still a juggernaut. Talk about Josh Allen. Talk about Philadelphia. Talk about these teams all you want. There's that sleeping giant right there in Kansas City. And they just beat Jacksonville 40-10 on national TV on Monday night.
If it doesn't happen, what will we to blame?
I don't know at this point. At this point, if it doesn't happen and they're not functioning on offense this year, I don't know what the answer is. It comes down to Andy Reid. He's the head football coach. He's the offensive mind. It's ultimately all goes back to Andy. When we celebrate Andy, we got to criticize Andy too, and that's okay.
Yeah, I'd say Matt Nagy / Andy Reid. Yeah, Matt Nagy was mentioned a lot from Andy Reid this week, because the offense looked right. So he's mentioning Matt Nagy's name.
Matt Nagy. There was a time against,
which is great, Bob, but that means when it's wrong, we should do the same too with Matt Nagy.
When they played, I think it was New England in one of Andy's first years, right? People were on him about the play calling.
Yep.
And he said, I'll never forget it. He goes, Doug Peterson called the good plays. I called the bad plays. And so that's the way Andy's always been. He props up his assistant coaches because he knows Matt's getting criticized.
Of course.
Again, I've called more plays than Matt Nagy has called in this offense. It is all Andy Reid calling these plays. And so when he gets an opportunity to prop up his guys, he's going to do that. And so it ultimately comes down to Andy Reid making the plays, right? Don't make the bad play calls. I'll never forget that. Yeah, I made the bad play calls. Doug made the good play calls. You good? He was like so mad. And this was like year two with Andy Reid, or year three with Andy Reid. And so every time I hear him say something good about the offensive coordinator, I always go back to that, you know, and finally, like, I'm going to give my guy credit when things go good, but when things go bad, I'm taking all the blame. And that's what a leader does. You know, that's what a leader does.
I do think Matt Nagy shops for the groceries in this offense, though. You mentioned Veach getting the players. Nagy's the one saying, all right, this looks good for this week, this offensive set. Hey, I really like this guy. This is something we should attack. I mean, Andy Reid's talked about the way they kind of go through a week. That's a lot of what Matt Nagy's responsibility is. He's the one kind of saying, all right, here's the food for this week. You cook it up. So if he's... Yeah, I think that would be the biggest answer. Those two.
Those are at this point in time. Yeah,
but like
you got enough receivers now.
You have Mahomes and enough receivers. This offensive line's playing well enough. I don't care.
Yeah,
it's the same question with Zumwalt. If you go get an outfield 100%. Bat and you've got all these guys and Bobby and Vinny and Mike Hell, but yet your average and your team is 250. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yep.
Somebody's got to take that.
Yeah,
yep. Somebody's going to take that smoke. Because right now they're eighth in the NFL with points at 19.
Bang.
They're eighth in passing yards at 185.
Did you say eighth in points?
Eighth at 19 a game. And they're 14th in total yards at 321.
So they're eight. They're a top 10 offense in points. I never would have guessed that this year.
37 helped out.
Now, it did. Nice. It did. Yes. It did. But let's have more of those and less of the 21s and less of the the 12s or whatever.
Yeah, 59 points in 2 weeks, and one of those weeks was only one with Xavier Worthy. The other one was against the Giants, who I don't think have that terrible of a defense.
No.
But maybe they do. That poll question that we did ask, are you more comfortable with the offense or the defense heading into week 5 for the Kansas City Chiefs? 80.7% say defense. We will bring that question back after the bye and see if it's still a landslide like Stevie Nicks once sang about. Coming up.
She's thinking about Frank White's recall vote in that song? Ooh. Was that a foreshadow?
That's thunder only happens when it's raining. Coming up on the other side, there was some interesting news yesterday in the WNBA because the commissioner might be the Richard of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Text for Bob on the text line. Mac, want to give it to him?
Oh yeah, you'll love this, Bob. This comes from the 816 because we're about to talk about WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert. 816 says, "Yeah, Commissioner has a worse take than Dan Orlovsky."
You get the week. That is true. It's Dan true. Orlovsky, Gary Myers, or the WNBA Commissioner. Well, BBL stinky,
no doubt.
Boy,
they should put that on. 913-586-7965. If we created a shirt that said BBL stinky, would you buy it and would you wear it? Yes or no?
This, I can't wait to see those out in public.
I would honestly, 913-586-7965. If we made a shirt that said BBL stinky, would you wear it?
Yes, my friend or no? Took a picture of a random guy at the airport the other day wearing his Brett Veachtown t-shirt.
Let's
and I'm
go.
Like, that's the, I can't wait to see the guy at the airport with the BBL stinky shirt on. And you know who it will be too, right?
Rob Maloney.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. BBL stinky.
Taking the kids to Florida, man, in my BBL stinky shirt. Flex emoji. Flex.
Would Emily wear one?
No. I don't think many women would wear those, man. Like,
I think she would.
No.
Would she wear
I know that I'm hard.
No. I don't think any woman emoji? Would. She, no, that my That's mother true. Would wear that one.
This is the commissioner of the WNBA on the, the most popular player in the WNBA.
I also asked how she planned to fix the fact that players like Caitlin, Angel, and Paige, who are clearly driving massive revenue for the league, are making so little for their first 4 years. Her response was, Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WNBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything. And in that same conversation, she told me, players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them.
So who's got their Richard of the Week nominee picked out?
Yeah, geez.
Well, you guys can fight over that one. I mean, because we could all put her on top for that. I mean, it's just really dusty. It's just really ignorant, foolish, and quite frankly, wrong. Caitlin Clark should not be thanking the WNBA. The WNBA should be thanking Caitlin Clark. And that is not hyperbolic. Caitlin Clark is making $60 million in revenue off the court for the WNBA. Money that was there for her when, I don't know, for the last 3 years, she's all we talked about in college basketball. And she was making that NIL money. So this commissioner.
When did she get that Nike contract? Was that right after she graduated?
Yeah, I think so. That wasn't even, she hadn't stepped foot on a WNBA floor.
That's right.
I digress. Go ahead.
But she's stupid. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. You're talking about literally the most important person to a league, maybe of all time. I'm trying to think of an athlete that's been more important to their league than Caitlin Clark has been to the WNBA. And I don't think there is anybody. Yep. And for that commissioner to say that, allegedly. Now she did release a statement, the commissioner. She didn't apologize, didn't say she didn't say any of that.
Sounds narcissistic.
I mean, like, you're living in some effed up world, ma'am. And I'll just be honest with you. It's an effed up world you're living in if you think Caitlin Clark needs you, or if Angel Reese needs you, or Paige Beckers needs you to have a successful career. They don't need the WNBA. They are the WNBA. What a dumbass commissioner.
Can they have a recall vote?
Yeah, I mean, so tone deaf.
It's insane.
It is so tone deaf. Nobody talked about the WNBA. Ever. Nobody acknowledged the WNBA. Then all of a sudden you got these great players in college that everybody started to follow. Oh, now all of a sudden people are watching the WNBA. It's not because of the WNBA. It's because of these players we want to see play. You know, nobody watched the strike year in the NFL when they had, you know, replacement players playing for 3 weeks. I want to watch those losers. That's the WNBA. We got studs in this league now. This league would be done if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark.
Also, like, why would you hurt your product, like, with words?
Right, because you're stupid.
Right?
Like, it's arrogance.
Yeah, like, it'd be like Bobby, like, Dusty should think it's Lucky Stars that I accept him to be my co-host. That's why the show, you know, it's still me.
Yeah,
it's like, whoa, what? Like, I should be lucky. I mean, I am. I'm always going to be fortunate for you guys to give me that chance. But, like, there's other ways to sound fortunate about what you have. Like, you know, like, when you get your kids something really nice for Christmas, well, my kid should be happy to have the job I have. Otherwise, he wouldn't even have that new game system. Gee, thanks, Dad. Like, now I feel guilty playing with it. Like, I just don't understand why you would shoot your product in the foot like that.
Because you're arrogant and you're out of touch.
But you have nothing to be arrogant
and
about.
And that's the thing, though. But there are people that, it's a great question. There are people that arrogant that have no reason to be arrogant, right? You're the WNBA. Nobody knew you existed until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And instead of saying something like, man, our players are the reason why this league is on top. We love our players. You guys are the product. You guys are everything. Thank goodness for you. She's saying, oh, we're the league. Oh, okay. What if these players all of a sudden went on strike? Which they may.
They flew commercial.
Yeah, until Caitlin Clark got there.
They will if she doesn't step down or the new CBA is going to come out. There's going to be... We'll see, man.
I mean,
there could be a strike.
They were playing in, like, you know, the local armory for their games. And then Caitlin Clark comes in and they're filling up huge arenas at 18 to 20,000 people. It's not the WNBA that's doing that. It's Caitlin Clark and the players that are doing that. Imagine Roger Goodell. Yeah, we don't need Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. They're just footprints in the league. They don't do anything special. They should be lucky we let them play here. You imagine the outcry of, or if Manfred did that, which I'm surprised he hasn't at some point. We don't need Shohei Ohtani or Mike Trout or Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Somebody sends in a text that says, if there's no Caitlin Clark, there's no TV deal for the NBA. The WNBA commissioner is stepping down this week. Mark it down.
Did she
go down guns a-blazing? She just hates Caitlin Clark? She just hates somebody getting more recognition than her? What?
How could you be the commissioner of a fledgling league, have the greatest gift you could ever have, and be in that mindset?
It's insane. Caitlin Clark has more followers on Instagram than the WNBA does. Just for reference.
But she ought to count her lucky stars. Yeah. She's got the WNBA.
She has famous people coming to WNBA games.
Mm-hmm. Sitting courtside.
Last I checked, Jason Sudeikis never went to a WNBA game until Caitlin Clark played for the Indiana Fever.
Who did?
Yeah.
Right. Like, there's the...
We've talked about WNBA on the show. When was the last time we've done that before Caitlin Clark?
Right. I mean, it's just... Yeah, gosh, I just don't know why you would do that. Like, even if you don't like her for some random reason,
it's jealousy.
You still support it, right? Like, you may not like certain people in your industry that you're in, but you're like, you know what? That guy made a good point. To me, I don't know why you would do anything like that.
Well, yeah. I also think, too, you know, Dayton always had a saying, all of our successes are tied together. And that is true, right? Everybody's got to be moving in the same direction. And now you've got these star players that are ticked off at the commissioner of the league. That's not moving in the same direction. That's not all of your successes tied together. And you guys are right. That commissioner needs to go. They need to remove that commissioner from the league because she's missing out on what this league is all about. It's all about the players. The players, the players, the players. They drive it for every sports league.
Well, it sucks. The finals start this Friday. The biggest story that no one even is going to care about. No one's talking about that matchup. No one's going to care. Not like necessarily people would have before, but you could have made a story about that. And instead, the whole rest of your season's cooked because we're going to be blaming you. We're going to be criticizing you. Right. Rightfully so. Because why would I? Yeah, I'm not going to support. I would. And it makes me not want to support the WNBA. Okay, well, if that's your leader, then I don't want to support you guys.
Right. Can we form, which now this lady, Collier, she owns that 3-on-3 league.
Unrivaled.
Yeah, yes, unrivaled. So you kind of look at that a little bit and go, is she trying to lay that groundwork to get those players to jump to her league too? Which, you know, is a possibility. There are personal things that go into everything, obviously. But
part of the reason that league exists, Bob, is because she doesn't make enough money for the WNBA. Yeah,
I know. but do you, like, if you're a player and you can go play in that league and not have a commissioner chirping at you and you can make the similar money, maybe you recruit your players over there and you say, we're going to go here. We're going to do a 3-on-3 thing. We don't need the WNBA, and see how fast the WNBA dissipates.
So he makes a good point. The commissioner of the ladies basketball league is just like Frank White. When people get a job, a position of power, they forget that they were once not that person in power. And they look down upon people like ants instead of people that they can pull up with and bring up the whole product up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That text. Great text. Yeah, it really is a good one. Yeah.
Maybe don't forget where you came from, I guess, would be the right text there from that. But hey, we'll see what happens. Tomorrow's Thursday, baby. One day closer to Friday and then one day closer to Monday when the Chiefs take on the Jaguars. But again, every day, any day, whichever one you want to use, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.